Hey, it's Amelia, aka Big Tit.
And I'm Natasha, aka Little Tit.
And together, we're the Graveyard Girls.
Hello. I can't remember how we start the episode.
No, neither can I.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back. It's Patreon.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, it's your normal. I'm doing Patreon, so Jesus Christ. I lied.
We've had a 2-week break of recording, so we're a bit out of sorts.
Yeah, it's Natasha's fault.
Yes and no. We kind of needed a little break from recording.
Okay.
But all's good. We're kind of
we're not. Back. We're falling to pieces.
We are falling to pieces. We are both very tired today. This weather is messed
us up.
We both have thunderhead.
Yeah. Which is something you told me about the other day. But yeah. I think it's a genuine thing.
I think it's like an old wives folklore tale that is kind of actually real. So my friend's grandma said something about a thunderhead. And it's where you have kind of like a headache that won't shift because the weather is...
kind of stormy.
Stormy, yeah. Yeah. So you have thunderhead.
Yeah, I always get it. When there's a storm, yeah. I always have a banging headache.
That's how I felt like the past 2 weeks.
It's because you've missed me.
I have missed you as well.
It's a stress.
And I went to a concert last night, so I'm very tired.
Yeah.
That was in a castle.
Yeah, no, she's at gallivanting. Oh, in a castle?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that bit.
Yeah. It was in Warwick Castle. It was very interesting. It was a Bastille.
Did you get to stabby stabby?
No.
Oh.
I wasn't there in the stabby
no
stabby.
No jousting there.
No jousting. Oh. We were in to watch music. It was the 10th anniversary of their first album. So
okay.
It was very good. Very, very good. I'm very tired.
I can tell.
I also had to take my dog to the vets this morning, which was rather expensive.
Yeah.
So, Patreon. You could join us on
you can join us on Patreon, which I'll be recording once we've recorded this, if we can make a way through it.
Mm.
So, once you've listened to this episode, go and subscribe to us on Patreon. We'd really appreciate it.
We do have merch and stuff on our website if you want to kindly donate us some money on there or just wear some t-shirts.
Yeah, we've recently added new stuff to the shop as well. Mm-hmm. So if you've not checked it out for a little while, there's more stuff on there now for you to go and have a little nosy at.
Yes.
I think that's it in terms of before we start the episode properly.
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
We're not doing anything for a very long time.
Do you have anything else important to tell us, Natasha?
I think you really like my new vase.
I do like new vase. It's peachy.
It's very peachy, actually. We could do something with that. We might post that on the Instagram so people can see it.
Okay.
So, should we just jump in?
Yeah, does it relate to today's episode?
What, the vase?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
I just like it.
Okay.
So, you mentioned the other day that we've been asked to do older cases.
Yes.
And as you're very good at the Victorian era, and I wanted to stick to early 1900s to the Second World War,
mm-hmm.
this is something that I wanted to talk to you about on the podcast.
Okay.
So I thought this was kind of like the perfect time to do it.
Oh.
And it involves some badass women.
Oh, okay. I like this already.
It's not necessarily a crime or a mystery.
Oh.
It's more of a history.
Okay.
And maybe a hidden one at that.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
So it's a mystery to many until now when you're about to uncover it.
Yeah, I suppose so. And because of what's going on in the world right now, I didn't know when to bring it up.
Okay.
Because it involves Russia.
Oh, okay.
Mm.
They're a bit of a tricky place to navigate around.
So this is when Russia was allies. So this is Second World War.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the Night Witches?
No.
Yes. Are they
actual witches?
No.
Oh.
I will tell you how they get that nickname right at the end.
But okay.
I'm glad you've never heard of it. I didn't think you had because I thought kind of like researching actual witches, you never mentioned it. So I was like, I'll keep it in my little book. So to begin our story, I'm going to quote allthat'sinteresting.com.
Okay.
The women of the 588th Night Bomber Regiment of the Soviet Air Forces, better known as the Night Witches, had no radar, no machine guns, no radios, and no parachutes.
Okay.
All they had on board was a map, a compass, rulers, stopwatches, flashlights, and pencils.
Okay, so going old school.
Well, it's old school, but it's also 1940s.
So, normal for them.
Bare minimum. Well, the men had some equipment.
Yeah.
But the women did not.
I think they didn't have a massive amount. There was not enough to go around for everyone. Like, you know, when you're at school and they're like, you've got to share with someone else because we haven't got enough for everyone to have one. There we go.
Yeah. So even though they had the bare minimum, they successfully completed 30,000 bombing raids and dropped more than 23,000 tons of munitions on advancing German armies over the course of the 4 years during the World War II.
That is quite a bit.
Yes. The all-female Night Witches squadron was the direct result of women in the Soviet Union wanting to be actively involved in the war effort.
Okay, good on them. Doing their bit.
So from the very inception of the war, Colonel Marina Raskova, a pilot who was known as the Soviet Amelia Earhart, began receiving letters from women who wanted to be involved. Marina took their pleas seriously and petitioned Joseph Stalin to be able to organize a regiment of female pilots to fight against the Germans, and lobbied for all Soviet women to be eligible for the draft.
That's good.
I think it's very good. Yeah. I mean, it's very modern. I mean, obviously Russia's always had their ups and downs, but when it comes to equality, it's a bit more liberal in that sense, I guess.
Yeah.
It's like, you're a woman, you can do it.
But also as well, I think because they're so heavily military-based, like, I think they're so determined on... I always get the impression they're so determined on winning.
Yeah.
That, like, it, by this point, they're like, it doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman, if it's gonna get us to win,
we'll do it. I think that's also, like...
Like, it's good, because everyone should be included.
Yeah. Don't just be like, oh, the men have to die.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably a bit different now.
Yeah.
But... There were obviously communists, there's a bit.
I also wonder if there's an element of it at the time, is they're thinking if they do so well, like how much extra could they gain?
Yeah, maybe.
Because I feel like that's how they always look at everything, is like, what else can they get out of it?
Yeah. Theirs is always like for the fatherland, isn't it? Rather than the motherland. So it's a bit. I'm not saying it's perfect. I mean, nowhere's perfect.
No.
But.
They're particularly controversial, shall we say.
Just a tad. I'm not saying
that's
they're good.
That's the polite way of putting it.
I'm not saying they're good.
I don't want to be killed by a Russian spy.
I am the Russian spy. Remember when someone thought...
You were Russian. Yeah. To be fair, I think it's Natasha. It's a very Russian... I think it's quite a Russian name,
isn't it? It is a Russian name. But I'm not off
And you're quite
fighting.
Pale as well, so...
Yes. So, as of October 1941, Stalin granted her request and ordered the establishment of three all-female air squads. He stood at the forefront of historical progress as the Soviet Union became the very first country to allow women to fly combat missions. I'm on board of this. Ultimately, the only air squadron that belonged exclusively to the dominion of women was the 588th Night Bomber Regiment, where every single individual from pilots to the commander to the mechanics were all female.
So an all-girls club.
Yeah, like, I want to be a part of this. The regiment flew harassment, which is a more psychological attack. So it's like, can you get me, can you not?
Yeah.
A precision bombing as well.
I feel like that's a very womanly role.
What, the psychological?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like women are better at that.
Maybe. So, yeah, precision missions against the military, German militaries in 1942 until the end. At its largest, it had 40 two-person crews, and the regiment flew over 23,000 missions, dropping over 3,000 tons of bombs and 26,000 shells.
That's a hell of a lot.
It was the most highly decorated female unit in the Soviet Air Force, with many pilots having flown over 800 missions by the end of the war, and 23 having been awarded the Hero of the Soviet Union title.
Oh. So it's a bit, that's like the same as our, like, is it Victoria Cross?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like the highest of the highest.
Yeah.
32 of its members died during the war. That's not bad. That's not bad. So what makes this regiment even more outstanding is that they flew in a wood and canvas Polikarpov U-2 biplanes, which is a 1928 design intended for use as training aircraft and for crop dusting. So their plane
is like a polytunnel sort of...
Made out of wood and a canvas. Also, it's not even
metal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just made for like crop dusting. To be fair,
it's very good that only 32 died. That's because...
I mean...
Are they flying low? Because I feel like if they got too high and they're in wood and a bit of like poly sort of stuff, that they're going to crumple.
I'm not too sure of... I think they just
And they must have been going quite slow because you can't travel in that speed.
That is what the thing is. So the plane could only carry 350 kilograms, which is 770 pounds, of bombs. So 8 or more missions per night were often necessary. Although the aircraft was obsolete and slow, the pilots could easily use its mobility to their advantage. It had a maximum speed that was lower than the stalling speed of both the planes that the Germans were using, which made it very difficult for German pilots to shoot them down.
How? Surely if they're moving slower, they're like
A target. I think because they don't stall, or they stall, so then they kind of like drop out of like range for the... Most of them are very good at like stalling the plane, so then the plane kind of just kind of falls out.
Oh.
So they're very good at maneuvering out of like danger.
Okay. Not what I was expecting.
Only one German could get them, and he shot down 3 or 4 of their planes on the night of July 31st.
Oh.
As of October 15th, 1945, the regiment was disbanded following the end of the Second World War. So according to allthatsinteresting.com, the way the pilots used their gliding technique reminded the German soldiers of a witch's broomstick.
Oh.
And so they called the stealthy assailants the Night Witches.
That is quite clever, to be fair. I like that.
The Germans became so afraid of the witches that they refused to even light their cigarettes at night as not to reveal themselves to the Night Witches.
Okay, I like this.
The 588th Regiment heard about their nickname and adopted it as a badge of pride.
Oh, I'm not surprised. I would as well, to be fair, if like someone gave me that name.
And that is a little snippet of the history Witches. I thought you might. I mean, it's a different...
I'm really surprised as well, you know, that, like, more of those planes, especially if they're dropping bombs, because, like, wood and explosives, not that metal isn't flammable, but wood and poly stuff in particular is quite flammable.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a miracle more didn't just go, like, pop.
Pop, yeah. Especially because it's...
I'm thinking of the force, the pressure of the air. I don't understand how more of it... Like, what nails were they using to glue? Was it like Gorilla Glue?
Especially, I don't know if they're from 1928 or the design is just 90s. Like the design is,
yeah.
But yeah.
It's quite impressive, really.
That's what I thought. I found...
And they did a lot for the regiment as well. Like, if you think, if that regiment alone was doing, dropping that many, what was it, the 500th and something
588th. Regiment,
how much was the other regiments dropping? Yep. Which then makes you think, overall in the war, how many bloody bombs?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know not all of them would have...
exploded. Yeah. Or, yeah,
got... Which is why we're still finding some.
Yeah, today.
Now. But it really makes you think, like, I know you knew there was a lot of battles and stuff going on, but I don't think you realised just how many things were being dropped.
Yeah, because I really love the Band of Brothers series. So I am into the Second World War era in that sense, but you don't hear about this type of story or the people. You just hear about like either the American side or the white British side. You don't hear of other countries helping to fight.
I know, it's like you don't realize how many like of those like from like India and all that, like, how many of them took part. We had a lot as well with Italy. There was a lot of Italian.
Well, Italians were on the...
German side. Yep. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. No, but you don't think about that because you think of it as being...
just Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or and like Britain and France against Germany. Yeah. You know all the countries are involved.
Yeah, because my granddad, he was in the Navy and he was in like the South Pacific. Yeah. And like you don't even think about that when it comes to... unless you kind of like are very into the Second World War, you don't really know about like...
It was more they didn't really mention it that much at school. Like
that's the thing.
Make it out like it was English and French together, like, and the only reason we were in France doing it is because we were doing it to stop them from getting mm-hmm. to England. So mm-hmm. it's not even like we really gave that much of a shit about France. We just didn't want them to get to the UK.
Yeah.
So it was almost like, if that hadn't happened, we wouldn't even have gone and helped the French because...
Yeah. Essentially, yeah.
But yeah, no, it's just weird. It's like a British-German war fought in France and we got some American guys to come and help us.
Yeah.
That's what you think of it. Like, that's kind of what you're taught in school.
And America only joined because Japan bombed Hawaii.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, it's very fascinating. I remember finding some pictures of black men in the army during the Second World War. And, like, you don't hear of those stories either.
That's not mentioned.
No, especially because during that time, segregation.
Yeah, well, yeah, and there's that. But you also just learn about the trenches mm-hmm. and, like, how shitty the conditions mm-hmm. are. Not that I'm trying to take away from how shitty the trenches were.
Yeah.
But they leave out the really important bits. They do mention that obviously women back home had to take on a lot of roles because men had gone away to fight. But even that, they don't
mention it. Yeah, you kind of just hear a little bit about it. You hear, they do.
They also forget to leave out how many men did stay behind. Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of them they would have had to stay behind either because they were too old.
Dad's army.
Or because they obviously had medical conditions, which meant they couldn't have gone abroad. But they still held a really important part back here in the UK, and I think people forget how much they had to do here in the UK. You just think of like those physically fighting in the trenches and no man's land, that's all you pretty here, much here you forget how much we actually did from here. Maybe we'll have to do like a little war series at some point.
That's why I'm gonna kind of stick to that kind of era of just crime from that era, but yeah that would be a good thing to
look into.
Yeah.
Do like maybe like a little mini series. Yeah. I do like the wars. I don't like war. But do you know what I mean? Like
How it all happened.
And... it's interesting. It's like the mind sort of fucking that everyone did with each other. Yeah. It was like with the Sybil Leak thing where they were like...
About the Ghost Army?
No. Oh. Okay, you're going to have to do that as an episode now.
That will have to be a small one. But yeah, I do have a... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think we need to do a mini series.
Ghost Army. They have a very cool pat.
Okay. We'll set it up. We'll do a mini series.
Okay.
Maybe it'll have to be the beginning of next year now, I think. Because we're a good way through this year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've already got my...
cases sorted out.
Yes. Thank you. I was just able to tell me what's it called. Yes, I do have it sorted. But yeah, I thought, because of the Night Witch is the name, I was just like, I really want to tell Amelia about it.
No, I hadn't heard of them, and it's really clever. I like that they adopted the name in the end. I think it's clever.
And I can just imagine these Germans just terrified.
To be fair, you would be shitting your pants, though, because it'd be like, they shouldn't survive, and they are. So it's like, why are they surviving? Mm. It would freak you out. You'd be like, there's something shifty going on with them.
Especially when they're like, how they fly reminds them of witches' brooms.
Yeah,
so I think that's where they like stall the engine, and then they just kind of like...
Whoa. Yeah, they drop out, yeah. I can almost hear a witch's cackle.
Yeah.
Okay. I really like it.
Yeah. I'm
glad you did this one. No, I really enjoyed this episode. I like learning about this stuff. It's kind of
dark history because obviously people died.
Yeah. No, but I really like learning about it.
I think sometimes all it takes is someone to like let someone know, so then listeners could be like, oh, I've never heard of that. And then they look more into it.
Yeah, they want to go and do their own research. Mm. I like it when you stumble across things like that.
Mm.
It's like when you're deep diving into one case and then you find something else and you're like, ooh, what is this?
Yeah.
And then you get like distracted. Well, I get distracted. And then like 8 hours later, I've not done the research that I was supposed to be doing because I went down a rabbit hole or something else. Yeah.
That's why I was just like, I'd be very good and I'll just like stick.
Oh no, I don't have that much restraint.
I mean, I do have some others that are going to follow on from some Patreons that I was just like, oh, that sounds interesting. That sounds interesting.
Okay. Mm. Well, that'll be coming soon then, won't it?
Mm, yeah, I can't remember what they are right now.
Okay.
But yes.
Okay. Is that it for today's episode?
I think so.
Okay. In the meantime,
keep creeping.
And we'll keep digging.